Thousands of people visit Srebrenica each year. Most come because of what happened here in July 1995, during Bosnia's civil war. The massacre of thousands of Bosniak men and boys by Bosnian Serb forces. The main stop is a large memorial complex just outside town, where many victims are buried. In the center of town, Alić Restaurant is hopping by Srebrenica standards. Elvis Špilić is chowing down on the Bosnian staple of ćevap čiči, grilled links of minced meat. Špilić, a Bosniak, lived through the massacre in 1995 and spent 2 months in a Serb prison. He returned here 6 years ago. Mostly, I came back because I lost everything, he says. This mayoral election, he says, is about sending a message to those who killed and drove out thousands of his fellow Bosniaks 17 years ago. We want to show them that they have not accomplished their goal of ethnic cleansing here, he says. Srebrenica lies deep inside Bosnia's Serb-controlled entity. But Bosniaks have controlled local politics here since after the war. Until this election, voter rolls were based on the last census before the war, when the majority of the town was Bosniak. It meant that thousands driven out by Serb forces, including those who settled permanently in Western Europe and the U.S., continued having a say in local elections. But this year, voters have to be registered as current residents of Srebrenica. In an alley in the center of town, sanitation worker Saleh Salihovic is drinking beer with friends. Salihovic says Bosniaks like him are afraid of Serbs taking power.
If Serb to chief in the municipality, if you understand, to Muslims, be so hard to live here, to stay on your own house.
Salihovic was born in a nearby village. He says he escaped execution 3 times during the war. Then someone tried to kill him when he returned 10 years ago.
And I'm survived in that. But we must to live together, Serbs, Muslims, and others people.
How is that going?
Right now, good, but situation is not good about the business and the work, if you understand. It's so difficult, like anywhere in the world.
Just walking through this tiny town of 7,000, the divisions between Serbs and Bosniaks seem subtle. It's difficult to tell who's a Bosniak and who's a Serb. They speak the same language. What is clear is that Srebrenica has seen better days. Many shops are boarded up. Before the war, Srebrenica was a prosperous mining town with more than 30,000 people. Despite millions of euros in aid after the war, industry is a fraction of what it once was, and jobs are scarce. Dragan Svetinovic has been out of work for 6 years. The unemployed mechanic is spending his Sunday morning at a sports betting shop. This is the only place you can get money, but I just don't have luck, Svetinovic says. Svetinovic is a Serb, but he has mixed feelings about the possibility of a Serbian mayor.
Even though I'm a Serb and I'd like to see a Serb elected, I know it means that there'd be immediately less aid for Srebrenica.
If a Serb is elected, it likely would be Vesna Kočević. Kočević is a soft-spoken accountant and a newcomer to politics. She's campaigning on an economic platform, calling for more investment and job creation. She says Srebrenica's past has held her prisoner.
I always say it's horrible what happened, absolutely pitiful, but we can't do anything about it anymore. Don't we have the right to start a new life?
And Kočević says that new life should reflect the will of the people who currently live in Srebrenica, most of whom are Serbs.
It's a big punishment for those of us who stayed here that Srebrenica is always mentioned in this wartime context. It's hard to live with this burden. We're always supposed to bear the guilt.
Other Bosnian Serb leaders, including members of her own party, have made statements denying or minimizing the killings of Srebrenica. But Kočević says she wants to represent all residents of Srebrenica, but not the ones who haven't lived here since the war. She says that Bosniaks would have nothing to fear if she's elected, because Srebrenica is now a place where everyone's rights are respected.
So it's all fake and fiction.
Cemil Durakovic is Srebrenica's acting mayor.
We are not accepting that somebody can destroy our country, kill people, commit genocide, and legalize that. It's not acceptable concept.
He says that the election of a Serb mayor, based on Srebrenica's current population of 70% Serbs, wouldn't be legitimate because thousands of Bosniaks left the town against their will. Durakovic's supporters spent much of the summer re-registering Bosniak voters, including those who no longer live here.
You cannot forbid somebody who was a victim of genocide, who survived here and now lives in Sarajevo due to genocide, coming here to be a part of a political life.
Ultimately, the election hinges on how many of those former residents will vote, or even be allowed to vote. Still, many in Srebrenica say that Serbs will have a bigger say in this election than any others since the war. Nate Tabak, DW, Srebrenica.